there, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here. Once again, Wednesday. Seems to happen every week. I don't know. You're tuned in to the Twang Trust right now, Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show. On tonight's show, what do we have for you? Well, we've got folks who are going to be appearing at this summer's Winnipeg Folk Festival. We got folks who are not going to be appearing at this summer's Winnipeg Folk Festival. We're going to have Folk Fest Bruceness. Where and who will potentially be covering Bruce Springsteen at this year's Winnipeg Folk Festival? And other things too. We got bonus tracks on a newly released edition of a couple of our favorite records ever. We got, I don't know, we'll see. We'll see. Stay tuned. I can't spill all the beans. You'll just leave. No, sit around. Find out what's in store for you for the next 2 hours here on the Twang Trust. We'll be right back. talking here tonight with Slim Dunlap. Yes, indeed. You know, once upon a time, everybody wanted Keith Richards to put out a solo record. They thought it was going to be the greatest thing ever. And then he finally got around to putting out a solo record and had like one good song on it. Wasn't that great? And then Slim Dunlap puts this thing out called The Old New Me. It was the ultimate Keith Richards solo album. And more than that, it's so great. It's the record you were hoping Keith would make. But Slim Dunn made it himself. And that's a cut from it. It's newly reissued, remastered, both his albums, The Old New Me and Times Like This, along with bonus tracks. Bonus tracks out the wazoo. And we're going to hear some of those bonus tracks a little later in the show. In the meantime, yeah, we're rocking here tonight with brand new music from Deer Tick.
Spent all last week sneaking around, looking over my shoulder, peeking around the corners, sick with worry that God will cut me down. The grand piano falling like a cartoon from the Warners. Would you come to a Catholic mass? Would you be my favorite martyr? Mary, Mary, Singletary, Father says I must confess. Say my 15 Hail Marys, dressed in my Sunday best. A funeral on Wednesday, I served with Father Sullivan. He sat in the sacristy drinking watered down whiskey. Told me before you know it, the curtain's gonna close up. They'll be putting you in a box, kid, and carrying you away. Would you come to say farewell? Would you dare to kneel? Church bells, I'm thinking about dying and I'm feeling unwell. TNT dynamite, blow it all sky high. I might light an Acme match and shed my earthen vessel. You sing, make me a channel before they ship me straight down to hell. Thinking of when we'll meet.
all you Winnipeggers. This is John McCauley from Deer Tick, and you're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Thought Mike Ness was born to lose, didn't you? No, he was born to kill. Title track to the upcoming Social Distortion album. Oh, what a little ripper that one was, huh? Dang. Before that, Rat Boys. From their record Singing to an Empty Chair, we heard Late Night Mountains, all that, you know. And at the top of that set of Big Dumb Rock and Roll, we heard brand new Deer Tick, Mary Singletary, from their upcoming album, Coin-O-Matic. Oh. So, watch any TV lately? Do you have a TV set? I got one. I've been watching this show called DTF St. Louis. Have you seen it? It's the new HBO series. It's been on twice so far. You don't have much to catch up on. It's a groovy show. It's kind of a slow burn of a whodunit, essentially, with dark sexual overtones, I guess. And it's done by a guy by the name of Steve Conrad, who's made a couple of other shows. He's like the writer-director of it. He's written and directed a couple other shows. What was his other one? The last one of note was called Patriot. There was two seasons of that. It was a great show. You can see that on one of them channels. Prime, I think. It's still up there. The other one, which is way better, which you can't see to save your life. I don't know. There might be a way. You probably have to download it illegally, like I did. It's called Perpetual Grace Limited. It's years old now. And there was only one season, and it was a big cliffhanger ending. And then they never made a second season. So you never find out what happens, which is kind of depressing. But ultimately, it doesn't matter because the show was so great. But there's always been a musical element in some fashion to Steve Conrad's shows, mainly because I guess he is a bit of a musician himself. In fact, a lot of the songs that appeared in those first two series he does were written and even sometimes sung by him. There was an interview with, what's his dude? One of the stars of this new show. What's that guy? Jason Bateman. He mentioned there being a musical element to this one. But I think it was just this weird scene in the last episode with co-star David Harbour, which I won't tell you about. But yeah, it's you got to see it. But it's not as musical as the last two shows. Patriot had a great angle where this guy who was like this super secret CIA agent or something, and he was privy to all this incredibly sensitive information of, you know, world importance, and he would just go out busking and make up songs on the spot, and he would spill all the details of all this super secret stuff he knows, and, you know, the wrong person happened to be walking by. They could blow up the world or something. But and then the other show, it wasn't, there was a soundtrack to it, to Perpetual Grace Limited. And I not only nominated it as my favorite drama series ever, but I nominated it as the greatest TV soundtrack ever, too. And besides the theme song, you never really heard much of the soundtrack during the show. Just, you know, there's incidental music in the background, and it never played a big role. But, man, listening to the thing on its own, of its own accord, it's such a great record. And it's credited to the Jones sisters. There are a couple of women in the band, but none of them are named Jones. The one guy you might know is Bobby Bear Jr. He is, he sings a lot of the lead. I remember he actually was going to do an acoustic songwriter night with Steve Conrad in Chicago a few years ago. And I thought, oh my God, this is going to be the coolest thing ever. And I almost went, and, I didn't, but anyways, we're going to delve into that soundtrack just because it's like my favorite soundtrack of a TV show ever, and it's great. And we're going to start off with this song here. This song is, it's faster than John Kay's Wild Running Motor. It's more powerful than a 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. It is the Kawasaki KX80.
She's only 80 cc's, but she's a cool little rider. She gets me from one end of this county to the other. just for a fucking dollar. But yeah, it's cool, I'll sell her. She makes 90 dBs, and I know you all can hear me when I pull off Woodrow Wilson and open up on Montgomery. She's the only bike a girl my size can take into a corner. I got extended fenders, cause it's always fucking raining. They cost $80, but man, I ain't complaining. But the bus don't run to Stewart anymore, and I don't know how I'm gonna get to work now. But it's cool, man, it's cool. I'll just sell her, just don't tell me you'll buy me a fucking new one later. And man, I'm gonna miss her. Kawasaki KX80. Sometimes when I'm riding, I pretend I'm in a spaceship, flying through the stars to when time was just beginning. And around me only light, and there's no man or women. And it's like I have no body, no color, and no father. I am just a speed of freely moving vapor, or a song that's being played to children made of stars. And sometimes I imagine I'm a single bead of water falling through the heavens from the eye of some creator. I am unarrested energy, or maybe I am music's daughter. And sometimes I just kill the switch and coast like I'm a whisper down the length of ribbon, infinite and clear. I know, yeah, I know I'll have to tell her. But it's cool.
Thank you.
From the soundtrack to your favorite TV show that you've never seen, Perpetual Grace Limited, that was the Jones Sisters. Four songs from that soundtrack, that one being The Soft Power of Your Young Heart. Before that, the theme to the show called Comet, Bobby Bear Jr. on vocals on that one. You Are Hurting Me, I believe that one is sung by show writer director Steve Conrad. And at the top of the set, just a song that, oh, I break down every time I hear it, Kawasaki KX80. If you've ever had to sell something that you didn't want to sell because you needed the dough, that song is for you. The Folk Festival announced their lineup last week. Have you checked it out? Have you gone over the entire roster with a fine-tooth comb to figure out who any of these people are? Yep. No. Are any of them worthwhile? Are there anything, was there something there you're really hoping for? Well, I got one that I was really hoping for. I got Steven Wilson Jr. called that one last week. That was swell. Not a lot else. It's back to hipster swill for the Folk Fest. Well, not entirely. I mean, there's a lot of great new artists that I was totally clueless of for the most part, who all of a sudden I'm kind of looking forward to. I don't know that any of them are going to, you know, will I ever listen to any of them again after this year? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how they come along. But, yeah, some great new young names. There are a handful of great acts regardless, but the thing is, with most of them, from my perspective, all the good ones would have come through anyway, and they would have played complete shows, like twice as long a set as they're going to get out at Birdsill Park. Plus, it would be in a much more intimate environment where weather wasn't a factor. So, you know, I don't know. All the big names, it's all hipster swill. It's all mid-tempo indie rock. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The big blue stem looks like it could be a bit of a jam. All the cool kids are looking forward to a couple of bands. Goat, who sound pretty amazing. They're like this bunch of weird psychedelic Swedes. That's going to be super interesting. A lot of folks looking forward to this this group from Montreal. What are they called? Angelina Poutine or something? I forget. I don't know. A little too on the weird side for me, though they certainly know what they're doing. But there's the Lithuanian riot girl band Shishi, who's probably going to be a lot of fun. A lot of folks saw them at Blue Note Park last summer and were raving about them. So I'm going to try and check that out if I get a chance. I don't even know if I'm going, though. My knee continues to be an issue amongst other things. I don't know. If I don't wind up going, I don't know that I'll be too broken down. But there are a handful of interesting acts, so we're going to listen to a few of them. Right now, this one, I actually listened to this lady just prior to the announcement. So this was actually a nice surprise. She's from Oklahoma and a bit of a Gillian Welch kind of a thing. She generally plays as an acoustic duo with her partner on guitar. And this song we're going to hear is done with a guy who has never played Folk Festival either, although there was no reason for him not to. I forget who it was he was touring with a few years back. Was it Jason Isbell? Was it the first time Jason Isbell came to town? I can't remember now. But he was touring with somebody, and they played North Dakota. And then they got the headliner to play the Folk Festival, and they let him sit at the border and wait for the headliner to cross back over until the tour continued on. So maybe there's a legitimate border issue. I don't know. I don't know his life. But John Moreland has never been to Winnipeg, but he did write this song with somebody who's coming this summer by the name of Ken Pomeroy. And why don't we listen to their song Coyote right now?
Honey, look out for the coyote sleuthing around. meet him with a stare. Don't dare turn away. If you don't, he'll be back again. If you don't, he'll be back again. Time, your time will come. Your time will
strong, but what's the good of ringing a bell? The switchback will make you crazy. Beware of the bearded lady. Oh, let me take my chances on the wall of death. We'll be right back.
still got my life ahead of me. In a few years I'll be 29 and I am fucking terrified. To complacency, and you never miss your water till your well runs dry, and you see the ash falling from the sky. 'Cause wildfire season's here again. Each year it's harder to pretend that we've been doing all we can. Each year we're harder to defend. Oh, wildfire season.
Dodging daddy's fist in the Jackson County prison.